Thank you very much, Wendy.
I'm very sorry.
It's okay, I've got a set. I'm good. I'm now going to call to order the March 26th, 2012 meeting of the Appointments Committee. I'm Mary Jane Chimpsky. I'm chairing. With me are legislators Alfreda Williams and John Testa, committee coordinator Wendy Wild, and our first interviewee of the day, Stephen Morello, who is applying for a position on the Emergency Services Advisory Board. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I've noticed that you have a fair amount of experience in two facets of first responder life, both police department and ambulance corps.
There's a little bit of fire in there, too.
How do you see these complementing your understanding of what it is emergency services has to deal with?
I think I have a very well-rounded outlook and appreciation of what each branch does in emergency service, be it police or law enforcement, and my limited, it was 25 years of firefighting.
Oh, okay.
And life member. And my experience with both Cuswell and now with Valhalla Volunteer Ambulance Corps. Yeah. I think we work very well in the town together, and I'd like to continue to see that kind of a relationship and try to bring something like that countywide.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does anyone have any other questions?
I mean, he's got it all covered. Yeah, he's got every part of it covered. Yeah. So I think, have you been to meetings?
I've been to this last month's meeting.
What was your impression of...
I see where they want to go with at least two topics they've picked up, and we're trying to bring that forward.
Mm-hmm. What is it you're going to be working on?
One is training. Mm-hmm. We want to see what kind of EMS training that the Department of Emergency Services can bring forth that isn't being offered through REMSCO or through regular EMT classes.
Okay.
And the other, I believe, is a working on a grant for a evacuation type bus. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to see if there's actually a need for it in the county and how we would run it before we submit the grant. Mm-hmm. Those were the two topics of last month's meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The EMT training that you're looking to perhaps do on a county level, is that the kind of thing that the local departments would have to seek out for their members by themselves?
Well, I think they're trying to offer things that normally aren't offered.
So new.
We're not trying to replicate what an EMT
or join the services right. for savings. We're talking about completely new types of training.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, topics that they don't usually see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would they happen to be?
Well, we haven't even started discussing. I think we would canvass in the different ambulance corps.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to find. What haven't you been able to get, and we can try to offer that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. As far as the buses, I did have one question about that. I don't know if you've thought about it or spoken about it in committee at all yet, but if you're buying one evacuation bus, it seems that what you not need is just the potential for emergencies, but the potential for the kind of emergencies that would require one bus as opposed to 500 buses.
Yeah, we just got that assignment this past month to look into what would the need be. And of course it would be a specialized bus. Normal evacuations, we would recommend that you get the school buses. This one would have stretcher capability and stuff like that. And that's what we were looking at.
So you're talking about something that would have a fairly large number of injuries.
Yes, for mass casualties, or maybe even double up as what they would call a rehab station, where people can come in from fighting a fire or whatever and just rehabilitate.
Okay. How long has Chief Alagno been up there in Mount Pleasant?
As a person or as a chief?
Well, Well, let's answer
joined,
both.
He joined, I think, in 4 years before I became a police 76. Officer. I think he was in 76. He was a police officer.
Mm-hmm. How long has he been chief?
He's been chief at least a good 12 years, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I remember dealing with this office. I used to work for Assemblyman Brodsky. And from time to time, we'd have small amounts of grant money, which are pretty much dried up now, but to help get you guys a little bit of
the paperwork on one of those grants.
Uh-huh.
I think I did the paperwork on the Hearst tool.
Okay.
Which was, I believe, originally supposed to be for a boat, but there wasn't enough for a boat. And then I think we were able to move it for a rescue tool.
Mm-hmm. That's a jaw life tool, right?
Jaw life.
Yeah. About how many times, how frequently does a police department of that size require something like that? I mean, obviously, if it's only once, you want to have it, but...
Oh, well, speaking for Mount Pleasant, that tool has been there since when I joined the force in 1980, when almost nobody had those tools. Mm-hmm. And back then, we were using it maybe once or twice a week.
Wow.
Back then, when the fire department started getting it, I'm lucky if I think our department uses it once a year now.
Okay.
We really let the fire departments and rescue people do it. It's there in case there's a delay in response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a backup.
Yep.
And if I remember correctly, they have different, you've got a more portable one, or you've got a bigger one, and a bells and whistle one. And
the bigger ones, the bells will go to fire. We have the small, the portable one. We've built from the original one, which was back in 1976, and then we've replaced different bits and pieces of it. So I don't think there's anything of the original left on it.
Gradual replacement.
Yeah.
Tiered replacement. Okay. Does anyone have anything else for Mr. Morella?
No. Sounds great. I'm glad you're willing to thank you for volunteering to help the county out. It's important to have people with your experience involved.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to.
Yeah, it's always good to get new citizens on, especially with a resume like this. Yeah. You're certainly someone with a lot to offer. And with that, you can go back to your life now.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for being patient
with
us.
This is one of our more pleasant interviews.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I delayed you.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. It's better here than the grand jury.
Have you asked him for more updating, but I see this stuff is dated for December. Oh, no, it's Schmidt. I'm sorry.
I don't have anything for Schmidt.
I don't
Schmidt?
Either. Oh. No.
Well, I know Bill anyway. I don't need one for him.
I have Schmidt's stuff.
You have Schmidt's stuff?
Yeah, I have Schmidt's stuff.
Let me make a motion, please. Or no?
Yeah. Well, at this point, we're going to need the updated paperwork, so I suggest... I don't think it hurts to make a motion, but I think we should make it subject to receiving updated paperwork from the ninth floor.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we'll tell Wendy what we did when she comes back.
Okay.
Yeah, she has the sheet to sign. Bills is at 1/4 of, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have 15 minutes. So you want to do the minutes?
Sure. See them and be able to.
Where are the minutes?
Good question.
Why don't we stand in recess then until... no, we don't have to stand in recess. She's back.
Mr. Schmidt, we set it for 4:45, but he said, depending upon traffic, he can come earlier. He's trying.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Now, let's see. Do we have minutes from last time?
We do.
And resumes from Mr. Schmidt as well.
Yes. Yeah. This pile. And it's again, two-sided, but there's no staples. As I said, I'm going to find 15 copies. That's what I go back to the office. So, one.
I actually have.
I think you have.
I have Schmidt's stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't need another copy.
And we have minutes.
Yeah, we could get the minutes approved and then move on to. Okay, why don't you pass the minutes around and I'll tell you what I have to tell you.
You have minutes.
I don't have minutes. We can pass them around.
Pass them around.
Okay. The one thing I noticed is we have items 2, 3, and 4, but we don't have an item number 1.
Oh. Is that the minutes or the...
These are the minutes.
Okay. Because I used the same template for the agenda, so let me just... Go ahead and finish them.
Yeah, see if
there's anything draft
that needs amendment.
The minutes is supposed to say draft. That's why I wonder if that's the right piece of paper.
Oh, well, maybe you should go back and run off a few copies of what you've got, maybe.
I think there's a grammar.
So it is only Mr. Schmidt's stuff that's out of date. Submitted in December.
Of 2011.
Oh, you still want it?
Yeah, it's got to be after January the 1st. Actually, I find I often
fighting.
Crash at 4 o'clock.
Well, they said
of course, that's when they expect me to chair a meeting.
They say that most people crash between 3:30 and 5.
That's
so.
Right.
Probably it's at the bottom of somebody else's pile of stuff that they took off the printer.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I've done this so many times.
Thank you.
Does that still have the same problem with the one?
Yes, it does.
So we'll fix that.
Just got to fix the numbers.
And now on this one, just so you know, we had no oath from Ms. Waltman, but all the paperwork was up to date for Cohen and Rodriguez. So they will appear on the agenda tonight,
okay.
But we're going to pull off Waltman until we get the paperwork. Oh, and Wendy, we already voted to approve Mr. Morello subject to receiving the updated paperwork from the 9th floor.
So then we need one copy.
Yeah, signatures would be good.
Yeah.
Is this Morello?
Yes. carry your pen out for you.
Mine's red.
The red one. I forget which committee coordinator it was, although I bet you can, you'd all like to put money down on who it was. Gave me a rather stern talking to about using red pens on signing resolutions.
Okay.
Well, apparently it doesn't show up in the scanner very well, which
well,
I can appreciate.
Okay,
I didn't say it.
So
I didn't mean it to sound malicious. Okay. So we've
light
got
blue would be worse and it wouldn't show up at all.
Okay, so do we...
This is the one for Schmidt.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes subject to the change in numeration?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. No opposed? All right. Now essentially, we're waiting for Mr. Schmidt to duel the traffic.
Oh, then you went through...
You do.
We're taking that Barbara
yeah.
Waltman can't attend tonight because she doesn't
right.
have the oath of office.
Right. But the other two had updated oaths. Yes. Had oaths from 2012, so they'll be on the agenda
okay.
tonight. Yeah, and while it's questionable whether or not we need the appointment letter to have the date change, while they're doing one, they might as well do the other. So that way there's,
okay.
there's no question. Because like I said, I think the cover letter saying we want to do the same thing as we did in this earlier letter, you know, would probably suffice in a court of law. I mean,
okay.
It doesn't hurt to, as I said, change the 1 to a 2 and print it out again. That way it removes all doubt.
That's true. What we're talking about, John, is the letter underneath the cover letter doesn't have 2012 on it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's an issue of the appointment letter
right.
as well as
yeah.
the oath. All right, we have no idea where he is. If people have things to do you want to recess until he comes back so that way we can run and do this?
Yeah.
All right, so this committee will stand in recess until Mr. Schmidt arrives in the building.
Great, thanks.
Okay, we are reconvening the March 26th, 2012 meeting of the Appointments Committee. Mary Jane Shimsky, Chair, joined by legislators Testa and A. Williams, and Coordinator Wendy Wild, and our next interviewee for the day, William Schmidt from Peekskill, who is interviewing for a place on the Human Rights Commission.
Correct.
Yes. Mr. Schmidt, why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you think you can add to the Human Rights Commission?
Well, I served for 8 years on the Peekskill City Council with John Testa when he was a councilman and a mayor, and Peekskill is quite a diverse community. I was also the first openly gay elected official in Westchester, so I have activity and entree into that community. So I understand diversity, and I understand the need for a board to be diverse and reflective of all of the elements of a community. I think for all those reasons, I would be a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Have you been attending meetings already?
Yes.
Okay.
Since September.
Okay.
I've been attending for 6 months now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you been able to make all or almost all the meetings?
I missed one because I was on, in fact, it was this most recent one, I was on vacation in Florida. I just couldn't, I had no wiggle
yeah.
room with that. But other than that, I've been there, yes.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have anything else?
Well, as Bill said, I know him, and he's been very active with social issues, and he actually was a driving force on some of the things we did in Peekskill. You can mention, you know, all the equal rights initiatives we had on the city council.
Mm-hmm.
And I think obviously he's been there 6 months and he's doing a great job, so hopefully Mm-hmm. Continue.
Can you talk a little bit about your involvement with issues in Peekskill concerning ethnic and racial diversity? I know that's sometimes a big issue.
Well, I don't remember any specific issue that was... trying to remember if there's anything specific that's come up that was controversial. I can't really remember anything in particular that stands out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm comfortable working with a diverse group of people. You know, when I served on the city council, we made an effort to outreach to all segments of the community. We went to Mount Olivet Baptist Church. We went to a number of other different areas. You know, felt there was a strong commitment to represent everybody, and we tried to do that to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there any ethnic tensions that...
Actually, there was one incident where a gay couple was vandalized, mm-hmm. And I had spoken to Police Chief Tumalo about it, and we both went and visited them. It appears that... Well, it doesn't appear. They were definitely targeted for what they were, because there were homophobic slurs written on the, I think it was the fence and on the car. And unfortunately, those perpetrators were never apprehended. But, you know, we were there and we made outreach, and we wanted everybody to know that this was an aberration and not typical of the community, and that we were going to do everything we could to see that it never happened again. Unfortunately, it never did happen again.
Mm-hmm. Was that occasion used as a teachable moment in the community to make sure that everyone was on board and that?
Yeah, I think people were really outraged by it. I mean, mm-hmm. there was everybody spoke out about it. You mm-hmm. know,
that's great. One of the things that I learned about the Human Rights Commission when I did a little bit of research is that the group which often ends up filing the largest number of complaints is actually the disabled community. Do you have any background in your dealings in Peekskill that helped inform your approach on that?
Actually, well, a couple of things. Mm-hmm. First of all, I work as an insurance claims professional.
Yes.
I've handled claims involving people who've had disabilities. So mm-hmm. By virtue of investigating a lot of these claims, I've come to have quite a bit of familiarity with it. And, you know, I've studied various portions of the Americans with Disability Act, because in a lot of instances we've insured people who were alleged to have violated that act, and if it was proven that they did, that was a prima facie case mm-hmm. of negligence, in which case, you know, that was a case that we would want to settle, because it was obvious that we were at fault for it. Additionally, we had an incident. I'm vice president of my co-op board.
Mm-hmm.
We had a case where a lady, we really felt we acted in good faith. There was a lady who filed a disability claim. She wanted a parking space in a place where we felt it was, first of all, there was no parking there. It was actually a grassy knoll. And we didn't feel that, we didn't feel we needed to create a parking space there. In fact, we felt it was dangerous to do so because it was...
Well, it was a knoll.
Well, that's true. That's true. And... it was also, there was a road adjacent, but it was a private service road, which was really only open to emergency vehicles,
okay.
Police, fire, and ambulance. So we were concerned that by establishing the precedence of allowing a parking space there, that that would cause all kinds of problems, including access and egress for emergency vehicles. So we had denied that request, but we tried to make an accommodation about 100 feet up the road. She was not satisfied with that. She filed a complaint, and the long and short of it was she was successful. And I mean, I learned something by that. I mean, I went back and I studied the law, and unfortunately for us, the law was a lot broader than we had anticipated that it would be. And you really do have to make a very affirmative effort in these cases, sometimes beyond what you might think is reasonable. But, you know, the law is the law, and it's, you know, you either, if you don't like that, you work to change the law, but while the law is on the books, you work to implement it. So, I mean, as we've gone forward, this is about 5 years ago, as people come up and, you know, ask about handicapped parking, I'm very sensitive to that issue. So, I definitely learned something.
Well, there's always the question of what you learn from your mistakes.
Yeah. I learned to read very carefully.
Okay, all right, that's good. Reading is good. Does anyone have anything else? Anything you'd like to put on the record, John?
Well, as I said, Bill was very, very instrumental in the city to push social issues. A very, as he always would describe himself, as a fiscal conservative, but a social moderate liberal in terms of social issues. And he always would stick up for those issues on the city council and civil rights type issues as well. We have a large Hispanic community that was growing at the time, and Bill reached out to them as well. And growing up in Peekskill, as Bill and I did, you know, you grow up side by side with all kinds of backgrounds, people with all kinds of backgrounds. So it was always easy for us to do that. And Bill was a real driving force with it. So I want to put that out there. And I'm glad he wants to continue on the commission. I think he brings a unique perspective, and someone with his background should be there. So I'm glad you're continuing.
Thanks.
Okay, great. Do you have anything else?
Well, just a question. You've been attending the meetings for 6 months.
Yes.
What do you see as some of the most common kinds of complaints? Are they housing kinds of complaints, lack of racial discrimination in housing for the disabled, or just racial discrimination, or both?
Actually, it's been kind of across the board. There weren't that many involving sexual orientation. There were a number that were racial, particularly involving not as many black, but more Hispanic, and a number of cases involving disabilities is much bigger than people think, because a lot of people just don't understand, just as we didn't,
right,
the ramifications of the law. And I think one of the things that we're going to have to do on the board is to take a look. And there's a lot of times where people are acting in good faith, they just don't understand what their obligations are. Mm-hmm. And those are cases where you want to educate people as to what they should do and not be punitive about it. But then there's other people who do know what they should do and still don't do it anyway. And, you know, that's where you have to put the hammer down, and mm-hmm. that warrants a punitive measure. So, you know, it takes the ability to discern all of those things, and you really do have to get to what motivated the person to do what they did or didn't do what they should have done. You know.
I have to step out. My daughter, okay. Alfreda, you
yeah.
can.
Oh, okay.
Did that answer it?
Pretty much. I
okay.
think so.
Okay.
I think
we're good.
Unless there's any other comments, that we should put this to a vote now.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate
good to see
it.
All right.
Again.
You too.
Nice meeting you.
Okay. Thank you. Pleasure.
Okay. All right. Keep in touch with Daddy about where
can
you
can hang
are,
out
okay?
1 minute?
Oh, sure.
I'd like to talk to you
all right,
yeah.
fine,
outside
honey,
when we're
you.
Done.
Okay,
we're
sure.
just going to make a vote.
It was
Thank
a pleasure.
You. Pleasure to see you, too.
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, there's one last thing. Did someone bring up the thing with the oath of office?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, your paperwork
your
needs
paperwork
to be brought up to date for
okay.
this year.
For the new term.
So,
you got, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So
oh,
we're
it's
going
a new... Does it, how long does the term last? They didn't even tell me.
Well...
Must be 2 years or...
your term
Well,
is,
no, it's not your term
your
of
term
office. It's the legislative
yeah, yeah, yeah,
term.
Our, yeah.
Oh, so I filled an expiring term before. So when that
no,
term...
No,
well,
you
no, it's
understand.
Not your term. It's our term.
Right.
Because our legislative term ended at the end of last year without taking action on your nomination.
Got it. Right.
So a new oath of office.
Okay.
And new paperwork. We'll talk to the ninth.
Did you sign yours in the previous term
or
right. ours?
All
right, 2010.
November
so this term
2010.
Lasts till when?
This term goes from January of this year
yes.
to December of 2013.
Got it.
No, that's our term.
Our
He's
term.
Meaning his.
Your term ends the end of this year, this
okay.
calendar year.
Okay.
Yeah. December
okay.
31st.
All right.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So.
Okay, Bill. Thanks.
So we'll work on that. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Pleasure. Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay. Actually, he wanted to chat
oh,
with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'll chat with you out in the hall.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're done. I'll be out.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
Just going to take a vote,
yeah.
then I'll be out.
All right.
Okay. All in
favor.
Well, we will. Okay, you want
like to make the motion,
yes.
please.
Okay, and again, it will be subject to receiving the updated paperwork from the ninth floor. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay,
motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, go, John.
Let me sign the paper. Make it official.
Okay. Meeting is adjourned 5:07 p.m.